This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We sat and worried about Kawhi Leonard for weeks. And then, was that not a, like, it was a couple weeks, right? That they won the title, and then they had the draft, and then everybody wanted to know where he was going. That's all we waited for, right? Was Anthony Davis. That deal went down, then everybody was happy. The KD, Kyrie deals went down, everybody was happy. And then they just waited for the last guy, Kawhi, right? And then he finally decided to go to the Clippers. And then they somehow pulled off the George trade, which is huge. I don't know, though. I got to at least throw it out there. It's a two-year deal with a player option for the third, so they can both leave and be free agents in 2 years. And my question to you is this. For what they gave up, I mean, like, every draft pick for the next 10 years, right? Am I wrong? They literally gave up their whole franchise to get George. And the other guy can leave in 2 years. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't even want to guess what that guy's going to do. I'm done caring what Kawhi Leonard's going to, the claw. Like, we're all, the mystery of the claw. I can't live up to it. I don't care what he does. Play there. Go wherever you want. I don't care where you go. How's that sound? I want nothing to do with it. You can all swim in it. I don't care. I'm so sick of... How about all these people? Didn't I not send you something about... Like, do you remember the guy in Canada attacking the guy Broussard? Did you see the guy Henri? He attacked him saying he doesn't know a Pharrell and thing. And everyone on... He said everyone on ESPN's full of Shaq.
Yeah, but nobody
but
knew what
right.
he was doing.
He's right.
But nobody knew what he was doing. What I say for weeks? That is the one guy where you cannot predict anything that this guy is going to do. Because he gives you nothing. And you talk about nothing getting out. He clearly it doesn't. Because how blown away was everybody that Paul George was part of this thing? There was not even a hint of that happening.
No one thought Paul George was going anywhere. And no one knew where Kawhi Leonard was going. And now they do.
No one thought Paul George was going anywhere because this guy was able to go there last year. He was a free agent last year. He was the big one they were chasing that was going to team up with LeBron, right? And he had the chance to go to L.A. Everybody thought he was going to. And then they had that big barbecue for him. So he says, you know what? These guys are my friends, and I love them, and I'm going to stay here. And then a year later, he says, screw you guys, I'm out. I can't let that ticks me off to no end. Like, the NBA, contracts do not matter anymore.
Well, one of the things is that it sounds to me like they really want basketball and television money to pour into Los Angeles because – you've got Davis and LeBron now with Kuzma and the rest of that heap of trash they got on that team. Let's face it, right? I mean, honestly, everything else is like nickel and dime in it. And then...
they got Boogie.
Like I said, nickel and dime in it. I can't even believe how far that guy's game fell. I mean, he went right into... He literally is his... He looked like a mule playing, didn't he? Was he not slow and fat and completely out of shape?
Going to have a big year.
All right. So, whatever. Here's the deal. I used to love his game when he mattered. So, my point is that they want Los Angeles to be jumping, right? The NBA wants, I believe they want Los Angeles to be absolutely viable and making tons of money and getting all the television exposed. They want New York and LA to matter. But the problem is, the Nets are what matter, right? And then they got Kyrie, they got Jordan, they got KD. KD's a year away at least, right? So, but they're still going to be more relevant than the Knicks, no matter what way you slice it. RJ Barrett and Brazdeikis aren't cutting the mustard when it comes to, you know, Kyrie on a team that's already good, right? The Nets are decent, right? They're decent for sure. And they just got way better. I mean, they really did. Even with just Jordan and Kyrie, don't you think they're better than the Knicks? They were already better than the Knicks, the Nets.
Right, they already were. The Knicks were the laughingstock
of the
league.
Okay, but I thought that the Knicks overall did a fairly decent job after failing to get anyone to at least put together a bunch of you know, veteran guys that, and not so much that they could ball out, but that they don't really have any obligation to any of them. They're all two-year deals with player options that they own. The team owns them. They're one and done. See ya. Thanks. Bye. That's what they got. But I'm done living for, you know, the summer of this, you know, 21, 22. And weren't we waiting for this summer? Wasn't this summer the year we were all waiting for the rest of our lives? And then look what happened. It was an absolute train wreck.
And it's not the first time. Remember how we were all waiting for them clearing cap space so they could take LeBron when he was leaving Cleveland and he went to Miami? Like this happened time and time again that they have to really shuffle everything, clear the decks, so they go sign the big name, and then they don't come anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.